there it goes. Hammer and Hank hits a home run, and this one is special.
In 1994, Henry Aaron, member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the man who broke Babe Ruth's home run record, visited Eau Claire. He came to unveil a sculpture of himself as an 18-year-old ball player, just starting his climb to the major leagues, at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Like many cities, Eau Claire has a longtime love of baseball.
Some of the Civil War veterans returned, having seen the game being played on the East Coast, came back and brought the game back to Eau Claire, which was typical of around the Midwest at that time. Probably you could say Eau Claire's had a town team from mid-1860s until present day. So, I mean, that's a continuous run of 100 and almost 50 years of town baseball.
With the help of the federal government, Eau Claire built a new stadium during the Great Depression of the 1930s.
It really was a ray of hope for the city and this whole area to have this ballpark go up and say, hey, we've got something beyond the Depression. We're going to get through this, and we're going to have a beautiful place to watch baseball for years to come here.
Carson Park, in the middle of the old log-holding pond, became the home of the Eau Claire Bears, a minor league team that eventually became affiliated with the major league Milwaukee Braves.
Dozens of players from our town teams or our minor league teams made it to the major leagues.
But in 1950, the leadership of the Bears faced a crisis when word spread that the Braves were about to send black ball players to play in Eau Claire. Just 3 years earlier, Jackie Robinson became the first African American to play in the major leagues.
Once Jackie successfully integrates Major League Baseball, this now opens the door for other young African American baseball players to move into the major leagues.
In Eau Claire, the local Toastmasters Club, debating whether or not black players should be brought in, touched off a firestorm on the editorial pages of the newspaper.
But what was interesting about that is even though some people opposed it, what happened was is there was a bigger push against those people saying, no, Eau Claire is just like any other American city. We should be accepting of black ball players here, and there's no reason they shouldn't be able to come here. So it was a controversy for a little while, but in that first year, there were two black players who came.
And they were having a little trouble finding a place for the players to live. One thing I read said that it just kind of disappeared before their eyes, and the team was trying to find a place. Well, they remembered that my dad had a rooming house.
Marty Crow, the coach of the Catholic high school, owned a large house and rented out rooms to help pay the bills.
They said, we've got four players that need a place to stay. You have any rooms there? Yeah, send them over. Well, two of them are black. Send them over. And so over they came, and one was Billy Bruton, who went on to play for the Milwaukee Braves. And then there was another fellow named Roy White.
Billy Bruton and Roy White had broken the color barrier in Eau Claire, following the lead of Jackie Robinson.
We wholeheartedly believe that Jackie Robinson's breaking of the color barrier wasn't just a part of the civil rights movement, it was the beginning of the civil rights movement. That is before Brown versus the Board of Education. That is before Rosa Parks' refusal to move to the back of the bus. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a sophomore at Morehouse College when Jackie signed his contract to join the Brooklyn Dodgers organization. And so for all intents and purposes, this is what started the ball of social progress rolling in our country. Baseball. And our country literally jumped on the coattail of baseball. So even though baseball had been vilified for not allowing blacks to play, when it opened its door, our country followed suit.
Robinson began his professional career playing in the Negro Leagues for the Kansas City Monarchs.
The Negro Leagues were professional baseball for African American Hispanic baseball players. During that era of American segregation, African American players were shunned from the major leagues. And so they formed their own league right here in Kansas City in 1920. These leagues were created so that these great baseball players would have an opportunity to showcase their world-class baseball abilities.
When Henry Aaron left Mobile, Alabama, he began his career in the Negro Leagues, playing for the Indianapolis Clowns.
And so here's a young Henry Aaron. By the time Robinson breaks the color barrier in 1947, he can dream of going to the major leagues. You know, that dream is now planted, although his route to the major leagues came through the Negro Leagues.
Impressed with his hitting for Indianapolis, the Braves signed Henry Aaron and sent him to the Eau Claire Bears to see what he could do.
He had never really been around white people in his life. He had lived in a black neighborhood. He had gone to black schools, lived in segregated society. And now he takes the first airplane ride of his life, ends up in Eau Claire, a city of 36,000 people that has maybe three black people at the most. It's virtually an all-white city. And they say, okay, Henry, play baseball. I mean, he said, I was scared. If people of Eau Claire hadn't treated him well that summer and he went back home, there would not have been the Henry Aaron that we know of who broke Babe Ruth's record. I mean, I just truly believe that.
If I had not had the initiative to come here and the people here at Eau Claire didn't open their arms up to me and accepted me, I don't know what I would have done in baseball, even though I had the talent to play it. I just don't know what would have happened to me in those next 23 years.
He went from this guy who had never hit a white pitcher to hitting .336, being named Rookie of the Year, and being on the All-Star team all in 3 months. So he left Eau Claire with a lot of confidence, both personally and professionally. And I think that was the springboard to his entire career, really.
So I really feel just humble, appreciative that I had the pleasure of playing in Eau Claire and playing here for people that appreciated me for my talent. And that's all I wanted them to do, was just appreciate my talent.